Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. How may I help you?
Yeah, Julian, this is Hagen Choi calling from Tower Tours.
Hey, thanks for calling me back. How's it going?
Yes, good, good. You left your message. You work with the Wells Fargo or what?
No. We don't work with Wells Fargo. We're in the same network, though. Basically, when you get a business loan, there's a public record called the UCC filing.
Okay.
So we have access to those. So what I do is I reach out to different businesses that might have a similar need. So, like, I assume you financed maybe some buses or something with Wells Fargo?
We did three of them, yeah.
Three buses?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Just now, not long ago. We're going to be looking for another couple of buses right now.
Okay.
I used to have a bus company, but now I sold it after that, and now we're starting again. On 8 years ago, I sold out. But now
I gotcha.
That's right.
So you guys are expanding pretty quickly. I imagine if you're adding on some more buses.
Existing business, I have a sales tool of the business all the time. So this is just a bus part. It's just the service in my sales department. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, if we can get you some financing for buses, how far into the future would you need them?
We'll do any time right now. One is on the tube right now. I don't know. I'm just put it on the hold right now. But it'll be $180,000, but I make 30% down. So you're talking about $120,000 to $130,000 loan for two cutaway bus.
Roughly $130,000 for two buses.
Because I make a $50,000 payment, so.
Okay, gotcha. So they're about $90K each, but then you make a little bit of a front of down payment.
$91,000 each, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Typically, the terms that we offer for equipment financing are four to six years, and considering it's
4 years would be better. 3 to 4 years is this is a not big amount. Just 3 to 4 years would be okay.
Yeah. So let me just ask some more questions about your business to see kind of what I think I can get you qualified for. How much, what did you do in sales last year, top line sales?
Our sales, we do around $3.8 million.
Wow, you got a nice little business going over there.
And the bus part is like around $1.8 million is for the transportation portion of it.
What's the other part?
Other part is the sales part, administration part.
Gotcha.
So that's the cost of doing sales.
That's your cost, okay.
We used to hire another bus company. That's what we used to pay, $1.8 million
Okay, so that was part of your costs, right?
Yeah, but okay. Now instead of doing that, I would like to have my own business. So
it'd be a lot cheaper, huh?
I don't know, not cheaper, but it's more flexibility wise. I can easier to operate.
Yeah, how much would you say that one bus makes you in a year?
One bus usually, out of 10 buses, run $300,000.
About $300,000. Wow.
Small buses make around 200, cutaway buses are 180 to 200,000. That's all.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you finance a $90,000 bus, for 3 or 4 years, and it makes you $300,000 a year, that's pretty good.
No, we pay off. If I can pay off
sooner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. You're in the right business. How long you been in business for? That's another factor that
I
we look
studied,
at.
I started 1991.
Uh-huh.
And I sold it in 1997.
Uh-huh.
I took it back 2002, restarted 2002, and I sold my bus part 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting again now, bus side again.
But
I had it all the time, yeah.
Okay, so pretty much on and off since 1991?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull up your file really quick. Can you give me your phone number again in case we get disconnected?
Okay, so 415.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you call 345.
Uh-huh.
687. There's somebody answers phone all the time there. You can, if I'm not there, just leave a message. I'll sure get it.
Okay, so you said
415-345-8687.
8687. Okay, and how about an email address?
Hagen, H-A-G-E-N,
mm-hmm.
at powertours.com. Tower Tours, T as Tom, TOURS.com.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. I just made a bunch of phone calls. Are you guys the one in San Francisco?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
Where are you located?
I'm actually in San Diego.
Oh.
not too far.
Not too far, yeah.
We're in the same time zone, at least.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, for equipment financing, we have a pretty quick turnaround time. You said you'd be looking to bring the buses on as soon as possible, basically?
Right now, we have one financing. All I got to do is, if I say yes, they're going to do it. But I just put it on a hold right now. The bus is here right now. I'm driving as a loner. I'm using it in one cutaway bus.
Gotcha.
It's a bus. If it's good, everything works out, then we can do it.
What is the what kind of rate do you have offered to you right now from the other company?
Here, let me tell you.
No problem.
My customer call out from Wells Fargo, I got a 4.3. That's a coach, motor coach. This is a cutaway bus. Is finding out the TCX. I see what the quotation I got is from. I think I make a 20-30% down payment, like 4 years, $1,200. That's I remember the money wise.
Okay, so 4 years, $1,200 a month.
I don't know whether it's 4 years or 3 years. I'm not sure.
Okay, 3 or 4 years.
Find the file, but I don't know where I put it.
And that's an offer that you currently have standing with them right now. Okay, gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. All we need, so this is what we need. We need an application filled out and signed, 6 months of business bank statements, and then basically just an invoice of the bus or the buses, just so we know exactly how much we're trying to get you approved for. And I can typically have an answer for you within 24 hours. So I don't know how busy you are today. I'm in West Coast time with you, so.
I'm here right now. My controller, she only worked half day. So send me your email, then I can send it to you tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? What time should I expect it?
When she comes to work around 10 a.m., 11, bank statement first. And you need a bank statement first, right?
Yes, 6 months. 6 months of bank statements.
As you know, you got to know that 6 months is the slowest month right now. I'm gonna give it to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, because the busy time is like 3 times of the volume. You got to figure it out. Because the slowest is from November. November, December, January, February, March, April is a slow month.
I gotcha. Let me see something really quick. Yeah, to be honest with you, we really just need the application, 6 months of bank statements, and then the quote.
I can give you a power to a financial statement, which you will use that for the operation.
Okay. No, yeah, we understand that different businesses operate, seasonally,
Sure.
So I imagine upcoming this summer, you guys are probably going to get pretty busy.
Oh, right now we're busy already.
Oh, good.
I'm buying a bus right now.
Maybe you guys can send us your up-to-date bank statement for this month as well, so we can see.
This month, I don't think we have one yet. It's not yet. It's what I do is, in the bank statement, we have financial statement coming up to, I think it's April. We have it up to April. We have it. Yeah.
We don't actually even need the financial statements. Like you're probably talking about income statement, balance sheet, stuff like that.
Okay. Let me see. When she comes, I ask a bank statement so she can scan it, send it to you.
Okay. Yeah, just the actual bank statements, okay? So I'm going to send you an email here. Can you just give me your email again just to make sure I have the right one?
Hagen, H-A-G-E-N.
At Tower Tours, right?
Tours.com. Yeah, okay?
Okay, excellent. I'm going to follow up with you tomorrow morning, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, Hagen.
Bye.
I appreciate your time, man.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.